The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Good morning, comic book fans. It's Sunday, April 5th. Today here, it is a beautiful day so far. We've had rain. It cleared up yesterday afternoon, but today's supposed to be really nice for me. So this is going to be quick. Got to get out and do some yard work because, you know, I'll have nothing to do if I don't. But hey, thanks for joining me here at Brightside Chat Morning Comics. My name's DJ. Today I got a couple of things since the last time I was on. Not counting yesterday with John. Hope everybody enjoyed that. We're having a good time with it. It's fun actually sitting down and just joking around talking about, you know, Spider-Man and his amazing friends. And it's something different on a Saturday morning. But a couple of little interesting things happened. We have a date for Black Widow, which is November 6th. That's my son's birthday, as a matter of fact. So that's good to see on a couple of fronts. One, I love the idea they put that out, put all the mystery aside, and there's no more going to Disney Plus talk or anything like that. There's a definitive date. It's far enough away that everybody knows this is what it is, and hopefully we're through everything we're going through by then, and we can be back to normal. But the other interesting part for me is that I think that's the beginning of the new MCU timeline. So I'm guessing that from there, I haven't seen any talk yet, but it may be out there. But that's when we're going to start finding out about Winter Soldier, Scarlet Witch show. All of that is going to come after that. Basically, everything's been pushed 6 months. There was talk on Twitter, what happens with the new Spider-Man movie? Got to imagine 6 months away, because the way the MCU works, everything has to do, you know, they're all linked together, and you can't have a movie come out too early because if it has spoilers in it for the movie that hasn't come out yet. So everything's going to start up in the MCU 6 months. So if you see a movie in 2022 that was, well, normally scheduled for 2022, it's probably going to be 6 months from then. Just a guess, just my guess. Small price to pay, but I think it's a great thing they're doing for the theaters. And it's not just for the theaters. You know, the studios, they make money off the theaters. Don't think they're doing this out of the kindness of their own heart. It's, you know, one hand washes the other. They make money in the theaters, so they want that money as well. So, but that's great if you're a theater owner. Just like a comic book store owner, everything they've done there, you know, no digital there, no digital in theaters. Things seem to be working out according to plan, at least as best as we can. There was another interesting rumor I heard on Comic Talk today, right here on the Nerdy Legion. So I tried to verify it and get some other information, and I only found a couple of sites, but they all seem to be using the same site, so I'm not really sure. But I thought it was interesting when I heard it on Comic Talk today about Punchline supposedly gonna be in the DCEU. Of course there might be talk about it because she's a new character, but what I mean, the DCEU in what movie? I think, could this potentially be to sell comic books? I can't wait to talk to John about it on Wednesday night, so that'll be out Thursday. But, like, obviously there's no comic book talk right now, but we all own, and all of our listeners listening to our comic book talk, and when we get into Speculate a Corner, Punchline books were already up. So, I don't know. I find it interesting that there's even talk of that, well, of course, you could say all characters are up in the air at any time, but interesting that they've already talked about maybe having Punchline in a movie, and she hasn't even been in a book yet. She's shown up, but she hasn't done anything. Oh, yeah, and supposedly Kristen Bell is eyed to play her. That's pretty funny. We don't even know what her personality is yet, and they've already cast her, or people are talking about casting her, and it's like, how do we know? I think her first viewing was like like one quarter of her face or something, wasn't it? Something like that. But we'll see. Gives me something to talk about. So speaking of something to talk about, yesterday I read a Valiant book that I bought a long time ago. Well, I shouldn't say a long time ago, like a year ago. I was doing some back issue bonus diving and I came across these two books. Didn't know what they were at the time, had no idea, but I'm a big fan of ninjas. And I saw these two books and I was like, oh, that's interesting. They happen to be together, one and two. So I grabbed them, put them with a stack of books, and I haven't touched them since. When I reorganized my books like a week or so ago, I was like, you know what? I'm going to read these. So I thought it was called Ninjak, but it's after reading them, it's Ninja K, because there's a history of ninjas and MI6. It's a really, really intriguing read. I love the artwork. Let's see here. What do we got? Writer is Christos Gage and artist Tomas Giorello. I'm sure I'm screwing it up and Valiant fans are killing me. Sorry, I am really new to the whole Valiant universe. Really enjoying everything I've read so far. I'm a home theater guy, so you can thank Bloodshot for getting me involved in that. And of course, Valiant Central here at the Nerdy Legion I paid attention to. But now I'm really delving into these books and I haven't found one I really don't like. But yeah, I did a quick little research after reading this, and I guess Christos Gage is the one that he wrote for Netflix for Daredevil. This book came out in, I believe, 2017, and it's really, really good. Like I said, the intrigue, there's a lot of history in here. They do some time jumps, but not time travel. It's more about the history of the ninjas working with MI6 throughout history, how they've progressed. Very good explanation of their technology, how it's advanced. It's got a lot of mystery to it too, because there's something going on. I highly recommend checking it out, and dare I say, even check it out digitally. And then I'm going to try to grab these when the store opens. I'm going to try to grab more of these. It's a really fun read, and it's got tremendous, tremendous art throughout the entire thing. You're looking in the background. There's just gorgeous panels, great use of color, dark, light. I really, really enjoy it. I wouldn't say it's an adult read, but it's got a little bit of language. I'd probably say like 15 and up or something. I'd feel comfortable saying, hey, read this. But if you're looking for something to grab and, you know, something to read and give number one a try, I'm sure you'd want to grab number two, because I've already done those. I'm looking for number three. And if you pick it up, let me know. Let me know what you thought. You can tweet at me at brightside_chat. You can email me at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com. Or just send me some comments on what you're doing this week. I'll probably use it. Like Dr. Joe the other day tweets at me talking about my breakfast choices. He says, you want a great cereal? Go back to your store after you're done with the Clone Wars. Commenting on what I was doing Friday. And get a box of Reese's Puffs. Dr. Joe, I have three boxes of cereal in my kitchen right now, so I will be sure to add Reese's Puffs when one of them runs out. But I think I'll be a diabetic, or my wife would have killed me by then if I buy a fourth box of sugary cereal. But yesterday, I had the Lucky Charms, and I gotta tell you, wow, that magically delicious. They were really, really good. Today I'm back on Frosted Flakes. Soon as I'm done here, I'll be enjoying a delicious bowl of Frosted Flakes to energize myself and face the day of lawn raking and seeding and fun stuff like that. I will be back tomorrow. John and I talk Picard. And I have to say, I got to get this out on Twitter. I don't know. I haven't talked about it. It is probably one of the most true comic bookstore conversations we've had in a long time. We had such a good time doing this. I wrote while we were talking, I'm like, true comic book talk. We just broke it, not even broke it down. Just, we had such a good time. I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you've watched the show. There are spoilers throughout. There's no spoiler free in it, but I'm actually looking forward to listening to it again because I had such a good time talking to John about it. He has such a passion for Star Trek, and I have learned such a passion for Star Trek because I've never been a Star Trek fan my whole life. I didn't hate them. I didn't dislike them. Just didn't follow them. Just wasn't in my wheelhouse. And I've developed one, and going back and forth and hearing John talk about it and then, just hearing what we talk about, we had such a good time. I'm really looking forward to hearing myself talk to John again. So hope you guys enjoy it. I'll be back on Tuesday as well. So enjoy your Sunday. Hopefully you get to relax. Maybe you don't have to do any lawn work. Just relax, kick back, read some comic books, read Ninjak. Just kidding. Ninja K. But whatever you do, stay safe. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Fred.
Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.